My name is Brianna, and I'm 24 years old now. I currently work in a corporate office, working with U.S. Customs and packages and UPS and shipping and all that stuff. But I actually went to college for 3 years at Western Kentucky University for psychology and criminology double major. I've always been real interested in like serial killers and true crime and all of that. It's always been one of my biggest interests. And I was going to school because I wanted to be a forensic psychologist. The minds of criminals interest me and how they work. So that's something I've always wanted to study. Psychology is just real interesting to me. And so is criminology. I remember whenever I was in college, my freshman year, I went in as undecided. And I spent the better half of my beginning of my freshman year deciding what major I wanted to major in. And I remember I had this notebook, and I've always been a person to write things. That's the Virgo in me. I'm a Virgo sun, Aries moon, and Cancer ascendant. So that shows my little personality. But I've always did lists, and I've always, you know, been here and there and interested in all these different things. And so whenever I was a freshman and I really didn't know myself, I just knew I was interested in, you know, all these different subjects. I didn't know what I wanted to major in. And actually my first major that I wanted to major in was history. And I remember sitting in a history class my freshman year, and I've always been super interested in history. But then I was thinking, you know, I would love to get a job in the field that I love, and I would love to major in history, but I could never make money off of history. And then I thought about writing. I love writing too. I could never, but you know, I couldn't really make money off of writing unless I was an author. And did I necessarily want to be an author? I wasn't sure. I like writing, but I like writing about my interests. So I would want to write about serial killers and stuff like that. So then I was like, well, you know, why do I want to write about them? What am I interested in? And then, you know, that was the psychology that I was interested in, and how the brain works with the, you know, the different functions of the brain and how it causes, you know, like what different functions of the brain and how they affect the human behavior and things like that, and specifically serial killers and criminals. And, you know, that's always been an interest of mine. Like, I've always been real interested in that morbid shit stuff. I'm sorry, I probably should be professional on this podcast, but it's just like I'm talking to friends, and that's kind of what I want my podcast to be like. I was just trying to give like a background story of who I am, and I had like a whole another thought of how this intro to my first podcast would go. So I hope it's not too boring, but I guess I'm gonna continue on. Maybe somebody will like it. But yeah, anyways, so I remember my freshman year thinking of all these different things, and I remember written down on that list, I had psychology, and I had criminology, and I had writing, and I had history, and archaeology, and sociology, and I just wrote down all the things I was interested in, and it ended up being all this thing. And at first I had like two majors, like a double major and a double minor, and then I was trying to balance a job at the same time in a sorority, and I was just doing too much. And so I finally narrowed it down to two, and obviously psychology and criminology, like I told you. And psychology was my major at first, criminology my minor, but then I realized that I actually kind of enjoyed the criminology classes just as much, if not more, than the psychology classes, because psychology was more sciencey, and you know, criminology was more like social sciences, and that was my interest. And you know, and then I took a serial killer class, and my professor was Dr. Carrie Trojan, and that was like my mentor. Like, that's who I mean she wasn't really my mentor, but that's who I wanted to be my mentor. So spirit guides, if you're listening, that's who I want to be my mentor. And I hope you don't take that offensive, because I love you guys as my mentor too. No, but I hope that's not too woo woo for you all. I believe in spirit guides and things like that. But no, I'm just playing. That's just like my little sense of humor. I have a dry sense of humor. I'm awkward. But I like I'm interested in, you know, a whole lot of different things, and that's kind of why I wanted to make this podcast, to talk about all those different things that I'm interested in, as to why those aren't my majors in college. You know, I want to mainly talk about true crime and conspiracies and, you know, like archaeology finds, if there's, because I think everything's connected, literally, and I love those moments that I get whenever something connects in my head, and it's like a full circle has just connected to me, and it's like an aha moment. And so I love having those moments, and so I see that a lot in all the different things that I'm interested in like science and, you know, the social sciences and psychology and criminology and, you know, all of this, you know, all this stuff. I even have been interested in like crystals and sage and, you know, being your highest self recently. Not recently, but the past year or so as well, too. But basically, this whole entire thing was just a whole introduction of who I am and a roundabout way of getting to how I wanted to introduce my story, which you'll see in my podcast. I do that a lot. I like telling roundabout stories, but I think that's why it's good for me to maybe try to start a podcast, because I like explaining, like, the before story, the during, the after, like, you know, they're the whole circle. Everybody always tells me I'm, you know, I talk so much and I do the full circle. And if I talk too fast, just let me know, because I know that I do talk a little fast and it's not my intention. But yeah, I just remember, you know, being in college at WKU and, you know, when I finally narrowed it down to what I wanted to do, deciding that I wanted to major in psychology and minor in criminology, then I started, you know, going along that path, and I really enjoyed it. Like, that really is my passion. Like, at some of them classes, I really, you know, truly enjoyed. And so whenever I left college because of medical reasons, I was in the hospital and got really sick, almost died, and I had to, you know, come back home and, you know, take a break from college, and now I'm trying to get back into college, but, you know, loans and all that stuff is a different story. You know, they don't understand. But anyways, getting off track. I'm going to try to keep myself on track a little bit. But yeah, I don't even know what I was saying. Look, that's why I always get off track and start another side piece, interrupt myself, and then forget what I was even saying in the first place. So if you needed a structured podcast, this probably isn't for you. But I like the podcast where you just sit back and chill, and I want to just talk about like all of my different interests with people, you know, that have similar interests too, and they can also expand my mind to some things and me expand their mind to some things. And I just like learn. I have a thirst of knowledge, and so being out of college, I've still continued this thirst of knowledge, and I still have this love of, you know, crime, like true crime, and studying about it. But also, you know, I also have other interests too, so I would like to use this podcast to talk about all that. Oh, but yeah, that reminds me of what I was saying. Eventually, I skipped a whole part. It just passed at the little story I was going to tell in the beginning. When I wanted to go begin this, I had a set up in my mind. I probably should have wrote it down, since I'm writing down person, but I'm talking in my car outside of work because I wanted to test it out for my first time. So this might be a bad first take of a podcast, but I'm going to post it anyways to see what you guys think. And maybe if you want me to continue, maybe if you're interested in some of the things that I want to talk about, even though I know I haven't told you what I'm going to talk about yet, but I guess I can tell you. Hopefully you're still here and I'm not dragging along. Anyway, here, I'm going to get to the story. I'm sorry. It's going to be better than this, I promise. I just, a little structured criticism, and then we're going to be all good from here. No, but how I really wanted to start this is I wanted to tell you guys a story. I wanted to tell you about my freshman year, and after all of, you know, after I did finish and after I did pick my major, you know, I was in school and, you know, I was just living life, and I was living life by the books. You know, I've always lived by the books and how, you know, how you're supposed to live life, you know, went through school, graduated school, went to college, you know, was a good girl, did everything I was supposed to do. But I didn't, and I lived kind of like inside of a box. I didn't think outside of the box, and so I didn't expand my horizons. And I remember, and I was thinking about this, you know, I think about this often now, but I remember my very first roommate my freshman year. I won't say her name out of her privacy, but she may be, you know, hopefully she might listen to this one day, and, you know, because I've never told her this, but I might should. But I remember my freshman year roommate, I used to think she was weird because she used to sage our, you know, our dorm room and stuff. And I knew what sage was because I've always been interested in, like, the supernatural. And so to me, I thought saging was whenever, I thought it was just to get away the bad spirits. I didn't know it meant, I didn't know really about energy in itself. And I thought energy just meant, like, somebody who passed on, it was, like, their spirit, which is kind of true in a sense, but I didn't really grasp the whole concept of everything has energy. I have energy whenever I yell, I'm putting energy out in the world. Whenever I do something good, I'm putting energy out in the world. Everything you do creates energy. And so I didn't really comprehend that then. So my uninvolved mind, and I was always a nice girl. I wasn't mean or anything, that, because I never told her that. We were always, we were really cordial to each other. I liked her. I did like her as a person. But I never told her that I thought she was weird, because that in itself would be rude, and I'm not a rude person. And, I mean, I know that sounds, you know, horrible now, but that's, you know, you got to think this is, you know, 6 years ago. I was, you know, 17, 18 years old, and I've grown a lot. So this is me looking back on my life and how, you know, it's came to a full circle to me, how I look at things differently now than I did then. So I remember my roommate, you know, saging the room, and my ignorant self thinking she was weird, because I'm like, she's trying to sage, you know, the evil spirits, but there's not no evil spirits here. Like, it's a dorm room. Like, it has nobody has died here. Like, there's no need for it. But she was saging the negative energy. Now I understand the negative energy she was saging, because you can, like, sage is just a good cleansing property. It's good to cleanse your crystals. It's good to cleanse your area, just of any negative vibes. Because when you, if you have an argument with somebody, you're putting negative vibes into the world. So you need to cleanse that energy. You know, I'm not one of these gurus out here. I'm not going to pretend to be. I'm just talking about things that I listen, because I listen to podcasts all day, and, you know, I listen to, like, Your Own Magic with Raquel Mantra, and, you know, I love her, and I listen to Mile Higher podcast with Kendall and Josh, and I love what they talk about, and I listen to Sahara Rose, and, you know, multiple different podcasts that really interest me, and I just listen to all these, you know, people who are smarter than me, but, you know, and they, like, and then a lot of them, I listen to different podcasts on different topics, and they kind of intertwine and have that circle that I keep on talking about. And so I'm not claiming to know everything, you know, when I'm talking about my podcast, kind of like Kendall and Josh, I tend to just talk and talk with somebody with similar, you know, views as me, or even not even similar, just different views too. Expand my mind, maybe I can expand others' minds and other people can expand my mind. I just wanted to have somewhere to talk about like just a different things. I know this probably sounds silly, and nobody's probably going to listen to this. This sounds like, I don't like, because I don't even know what to say most of the time, but I don't know. I feel like it's hard for me to get out what I'm trying to say, but that's something that I hope to work through with this podcast. I hope to communicate better, because I have so much to say, I just have nowhere to get it out to. So I think this would be a good place to get out, you know, good information. Because I, like I said earlier, I have a thirst for knowledge. I like listening to all these different podcasts, and I take a little bit from each of them. And I just want to share, like, I want to have somebody to talk about the information that I hear. Like for example, yesterday, I was listening to a podcast called Basic Witches, and it was my first time listening to that podcast. And they had a girl on there named Myla, I believe. Myla, maybe Iverson, but don't quote me on that. She was talking about how, like, I believe in the chakras, and she was talking about how the earth has seven chakras, just like we have seven chakras, and I never thought about that. And she was talking about how, like, the third eye always moves, but then, like, Stonehenge is one of the chakras, and Machu Picchu is one of the chakras, and the temples are one of the chakras. And I'm like, that makes sense. That's another full circle, because I'm interested in archaeology and history, and that's something I've always learned about in history, but I didn't know that it would connect with the health and spiritual aspect that I was interested in as well. And I know that, like, you know, conspiracies and true crime have nothing to do with that, but shoot, maybe I can have a podcast that's half and half, like, and, like, I can talk about as my main subjects, I can talk about conspiracies or interesting stories or true crime, or just take suggestions from my listeners and what do you want to hear about, and then that'd be my main topic. And then in the beginning topics, I can start with a crystal of the day, like, you know, just just to, you know, take like a, just talk about a crystal, amethyst, for example. I'm not looking up anything. I'm just saying off the top of my head, which my podcast after this will be more structured because I'm not going to be in my car at work just making the intro. I'm going to actually be writing down before I talk, so I'm not going to be so scattered brained. You know, I'm an awkward person, so I actually do need to write it down. Plus, it's the Virgo in me. But I think I'm going to go ahead and post this anyways just to get something out there, just so people can kind of get a feel of who I am and what kind of podcast I'm trying to make. But like I said, I'm trying to make the main topic be true crime and like conspiracy or any other interesting topics, just in general. And then I always wanted to begin it with, like, I'm interested in astrology, so I wanted to maybe like read an astrology overall for the, you know, for the opening of the podcast, and then maybe a current event of what's happening, something interesting, and not a current event like the news, which is on the news, but something interesting that's happening somewhere in the world, like, oh, this happened, you know, yesterday, and this is something interesting, like I've seen, I don't know, just different topics. I can find something easily. I don't have anything off the top of my head because I haven't looked at the news today. I know last time I thought about starting my podcast, the intro or the current news I was going to use was this lady. She, because it was just a newer thing, so I couldn't do a whole segment about it. I was going to use that as one of the intro topics, but this lady got arrested because she taped up her 4-year-old son with autism and burned him in a bathtub. And I know that's real morbid, and so maybe my subscribers should be interested in stuff like that, but I don't know, maybe I should make two different podcasts, maybe one conspiracy true crime and then one more of my spiritual stuff that I like, not necessarily spiritual as in religion, because I'm not talking about religion at all. I'm talking about, like, higher, you know, how to be your highest self, like, and, you know, crystals and how to, you know, healing crystals and how to use them, what the properties of them are. Amethyst, for example, is a crystal good for sleep. It's relaxing. It has, like, a lot of good qualities. I know a little bit about, like, you know, clear quartz is the most powerful crystal that it is. It's good for help charge, you know, any your other crystals, you know, things like that, as well as, like, the, you know, the astrology, like I said, and the current event. And I think it, you know, how I wanted to structure my podcast was structure it like that. Start with the current event, maybe like an inspirational quote. Talk a little bit about, like, pick a crystal of the day, talk a little bit about it, or maybe like a herb of the day. Like, did you know there's different perks of dandelions, like the plant dandelions, like they can be used for an antibacterial, I believe, like just different things like that. Like, but like I said, my podcast will be a lot more structured. I'm just pulling things off the top of my head that I'm interested in. I'm a little awkward, so it's hard. I'm like scattered brain whenever I'm just on the spot. But yeah, that's just the kind of thing that I wanted to like structure my podcast as. And you know, just I mean, I know that's a weird mixture, but would anybody like to listen to that? Like, maybe give me a little feedback. My break's coming to an end at work now, so I'm gonna go ahead and close this a little bit. But would anybody like to listen to a true crime conspiracy podcast, but also with a hint of, like, you know, like just information about crystals and, you know, their healing properties and you know, just things like that. Just if I hear something that resonates with me that day, maybe I'll share it with you all, or tell me what you want to hear about, and, you know, look up an interesting case. I'm interested in a whole lot of different things, including like gods and goddesses and stuff like that, like the goddess Freya. I want to do a podcast segment about her. She's supposed to be the goddess of fertility in Norse mythology. We can get on that another time, but just give me a little bit of feedback and let me know if maybe these are some things that you all might be interested in, and just hearing about just mythology and conspiracy and true crime, and just add a little bit of holistic healing in there. Maybe, I don't know, maybe that should be off to its side. We'll see how it goes. Just let me know what you guys think. But like I said, my name is Brianna. I'm also thinking about a podcast name. I was thinking about, I was thinking about the morbid and the, or morbid and the mystical. Morbid and the mystical. Does that sound good or bad, or what do you guys think? I was also thinking about just titling it Bree Roslin. That's my name, Bree Roslin. Something simple, since I have so many different interests, maybe not narrowing it down to one, since I like talking about a whole lot of different things. But yeah, just give me some feedback. Let me know, what do you guys think? Should I continue? Should I just stop now and not even try? Just leave me a comment. Let me know what you guys think. Thank you. Lots of love and light to you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Oh, and side note, it's Friday. It's Freya Day. Freya, her day is Friday. So, yep.